follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back.
No.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
No.
There's a Dick Love Lady on the north side.
I'm not surprised.
Richard Love Lady. Today was fun. Lots of laughs. Thanks to Jesse Rogers. Thank you to Bleck and Abdallah, who were on tonight after Bears Weekly. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. And we thought when Paulie said he had PVC in his heart, we thought it was the PVC piping.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, my buddy Billy Gretzma, I don't know how the hell Billy knows this. He's not a doctor.
He's a surgeon.
Premature ventricular contraction.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's the PVC that's in Paulie's heart.
Does that lead to arrhythmia?
He goes, Paulie's going in for an ablation.
Is he?
I'm like, Paulie, you got polyvinyl chloride in your heart? How does that work?
We asked him if the doctor says he's going to have to lay off laying the lumber for a little while. Paulie says no, he's ready to go.
Yeah?
Yep. He took 2 zinc for the stomach and he's ready to go.
Strong, half a block long, chilly, chill, illy, ill. What? Harder than King Kong.
2 zinc, baby, every
that?
Day.
Yeah.
That's from a rap. It's from a rap back in the day.
We got the bell for you guys. We'll leave it here.
Hall!
The hall bell is here. We rang it a couple times today.
So funny.
Yeah, it's when the listeners say we're going to trade back to 2, we're going to trade back to 3.
You guys have nailed it. Like the entire NFL is looking to give the Bears as many picks as possible.
Yeah, they're already upset they got 2 picks in the top 10. That's why you're not getting a ton of cooperation in the world.
By the way,
giving the Bears picks.
If you are part of the Love Lady family, isn't it just like standard you don't name a son Richard?
That's what I would think. I mean, you know, the grandfather was named Richard, so maybe change it up a little bit. Maybe go with Doug.
You know,
how about Doug?
And then you got the matriarch.
Doug's a good one. Doug Love Lady.
Then you've got the matriarch of the family always comes out and says, you know, we always loved Dick. And then there she got to name the rest of the kids.
Thank you,
Richard. I mean, that's the way it goes.
How about Brian?
Yeah.
This is a nice name. Put a Y in there, make it a little different.
Timmy.
You know? Timmy.
Timmy Lovelady.
Louie. Timmy Lovelady.
Louie.
Louie Lovelady. Louie.
Now that's got a little bit.
Louie Lovelady.
I don't know.
Johnson.
We did that already with Power Johnson.
That's how it all came up.
That's our center, Power Johnson.
Instead of
you can't shorten that last name. I heard you talk about that.
Well, but nobody calls Pete Carmstrong PCA.
He's a center. You can't shorten Powers Johnson. It's Powers Johnson. Right. That's a center's name.
Okay.
No, Power Johnson.
That's true. It's a center's name.
Did you guys were you guys talking about how you get from Richard to Dick in terms of names?
So Adam looked it up.
The 1700s.
A nickname for Ricky.
Yes. So Rick became Dick probably as a joke in the English language, and people ran with it. It's gone from there. It's gone wild from there.
It became part of the naming vernacular.
Yeah, you know. Most guys choose not to go by that name, though. If you're a Richard, you usually go by Rick or Ricky.
Or Richie.
Which I don't even know how you get Rick out of Richard,
I've got Richies. I know two Richies in my life.
How do you get to Rick?
What about John and Jack?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got that one either.
I don't get that one either.
It could be Jonathan, John, Jack.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't get that.
Yeah, like John F. Kennedy. They call him Jack.
Oh, Jack Kennedy, yeah.
Jack.
PT-109.
I never understood that as a kid.
I don't either.
I don't get it. But I mean,
it's not here for us to understand, guys.
It's just the way it is.
Well, I just like to know the genesis of it all, the beginning.
As would I.
Waddle, if your last name's Lovelady, you probably pass on
Donnie.
Richard.
It's Donnie. Donnie Lovelady.
Lovely name. Yes. Donnie Lovelady.
Donald. Donald.
It's
Donald.
Like, would you rather be? Here's a good would you rather. Today's a would you rather Thursday. Would you rather be
Bartholomew,
Dick Lovelady, or Dick Trickle?
Dick Lovelady.
Dick Lovelady. Dick
you know, Lovelady. He loves racing so much, it makes his...
Yeah, Dick Trickle, Dick Trickle's a tough one.
Great race.
Where did Mr. and Mrs. Trickle decide? Like, how do you decide we're going to name Wisconsin, our son Richard?
I don't know.
Let's see, you know what?
Out of Wisconsin,
we should go with a Dick Trickle.
I don't know.
Like, who makes that decision?
Not good.
Brian Trickle doesn't have as good of a... It doesn't go. It
doesn't roll off the tongue.
You know,
same birthday as my son.
You know, Dick Trickle, there's something to that.
What about former pitching coach Dick Pohl?
Yes. That's what I always
say. Another needs, one. Like, if the Pohl family needs to have a conversation.
Yes. You're Mr. and Mrs. Pohl. Oh, your bundle of joy has arrived. It's a boy. I know. Richard.
Yes.
Like, what are we? Okay, and their response probably would be, you know what? We don't live in that immature world that you guys live in. No. Guilty as charged.
You popped out, and then they're like, Dick Pohl.
Dick Pohl. Pohl.
Shame on you, I guess, if you don't live in our sophomoric world.
Right.
Power rank him. Dick Pohl, Dick Trickle, Dick Lovelady.
How about if your last name is Dick, right? Because there are people, Andy Dick, right?
Sure, Andy Dick, yeah.
What do you?
Well, would you ever go Dick Dick?
No, that'd
that
be rough.
Would be, I've never thought about that one.
That'd be rough. Dick Dick would be tough. I went to high school with Dave Dick.
Not surprised.
Dave was a good dude. He took crap for his name sometimes, but Dave's a good dude.
Did he go Dave or David?
Usually, Dave, everybody called him Dave.
Usually, there'd be like a Vaughn in the middle. You know, or
Dave Von Dick?
Yeah.
I love that. If I
loved Dick Van Dyke,
I would just add it. Yes. Like, when just I got to be 18, I'd be like, I'm adding a Vaughn to my name.
Exactly. I like that.
That's awesome.
Makes I'm it a sound Vaughn official. You're thinking of Dave Van Dyke, the old baseball writer.
No,
I'm
Dick Van Dyke.
I'm thinking
of Dick Van Dyke
anyway. Yeah, the guy on the show.
He's still with us, I think.
Dick Van Dyke is still
like 100.
Yeah, he's the Night at the Museum guy, right? Yeah.
He's probably 100 years old.
Found the stuff that's going to keep him young, and poor Ben Stiller was stuck in the museum with all the animals.
Oh, dude, but Dick Lovelady's a great name.
It is. I just don't know how your family thinking of, you know?
Well, so they always say our last names came from years and years ago of, like, what we used to do for our jobs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In where you were old from, days. Like, so, Lovelady, what is that from?
Loving ladies. He was a pimp.
I mean, I wasn't going to say Waddle did. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, was the somewhere along the line? I don't know.
What's the word you were trying?
A pimp? Yes. I don't know.
A pimp? Yes.
Well, it's the oldest profession in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it's the world's oldest profession. So, your family, what were like silversmiths or something?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
What were the Waddles?
I don't know, man. You guys walked funny.
Still do.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We were from a region in Italy. Either that or, like, the family crest was probably a falcon, so it became of the falcon.
Right.
You
were bird keepers.
Or maybe, like, ornithologists or something. I don't know. Of the falcon. What is Yurkovic?
What do you mean, what is Yurkovic? It's the land of Yurko, man.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
That's what that means?
The home of Yurko, yeah.
So there you go. The home of Yurko.
The home of Yurko.
Vich. The home?
Yeah, Yurkovic. Wow. It's the home of.
The home of. Look at
home
that.
Home of the Croatian badasses.
What about Meller? What was Meller's family like in Germany back then?
I have no idea.
Well, we're back to the dick talk now. Yeah.
That's where some are most comfortable there, you know?
I guarantee you there's somebody out there named Dick Dick.
How about Aki? Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, there's definitely someone out there named Dick Dick.
It's got to be Richard Dick. There's definitely a Richard Dick.
Oh, I bet you there is. This seems like we're doing Unhinged. We got to remind ourselves that we're
so
not.
So again, today, the update is.
We're just talking about names.
Real people's names.
Yes. Hey, Peggy has chimed in saying, oh, what's with the Richard talk? And you say I'm bad. And then she's got to judge Judy's gift saying, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Please, Peggy. Please.
Yeah.
Nobody crosses the line with more fervor than she does.
This is child's play compared to what Peggy's slinging around here.
Oh, my heavens.
I mean, really?
How dare you, Peggy?
That's why Peggy's so funny, though.
You guys had, like, whatever that exchange was that we played the other day was just, it was
awesome. It was outstanding. Brilliant. I was dying.
And I heard it wasn't even, it wasn't manufactured.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Well, the one during crosstalk, I texted Abdallah right away. I'm like, we got to play that tomorrow. Like, that is too funny.
Which exchange was that?
The one where you were talking about how back in the day, the strip clubs would put steakhouse.
Yeah.
And Sylvie said, and I don't know if you did this on
your
purpose,
charge.
No, I did not do it on purpose. Well, that's how they'd get you to come. And right away, Peggy jumped in. I'm like, she doesn't miss a beat. That's why she's so funny.
Yes.
She does not miss a beat. Not one. Not even for an instant. I mean, she's a pro. She's a professional. She was all over.
Yeah. You're right. And it's just smooth as silk, too. Just like butter.
It was fantastic.
There's no hesitation.
I was dying.
So Unhinged today, and this is probably why we're going down this, we were all ready. We were all on time. Yeah. We were all ready to go. Turned out there was a problem with the mixer.
Yes.
That's where we why the static was happening. We have resolved the issue.
Good.
And we will get back in the shop to record a new Crosstalk Unhinged.
We'll do that tomorrow, I think, right? Right? We'll do it tomorrow. You good, Yerk?
I'm ready.
I'm out.
Yeah, Waddle's gonna.
I guess,
can we just wait for Waddle next week, or
I'll
do we?
Be here. I can do it if you want to do it.
Just go. Just go to the three.
We got to test. We got to be a test run, no matter what.
All right.
You know, to make sure that
I'm ready for 11.
All the gremlins out of the system are going to be gone. I did the whatchamacallit today, Keith's Corner.
Yes.
So I was here early today. I was here at 10
a.m. You did Keith's Corner?
You did the management podcast?
The content. I did the content because Travis did it for marketing. I did it for content.
Now, did you get notes sent to you, or did you just...
No.
You ad-lib.
I mean, I need to be told what to do. Am I an infant? No. I understand what we're doing.
What kind of message did you deliver?
Well, you should wait to see Keith's Corner.
Did you talk at all about needing new chairs and stuff?
Nope. I talked specifically about Monday at Hal's Hall.
Nice.
Talked about spring trading, how we've been doing things, having some fun. Talked about, I forget.
NFL free agency coverage?
No, we got some. Travis didn't quite have the places that we're going to be for
hardwood hockey,
Cubs game.
Oh, Cubs game,
Cubs and Sox game opening day. So I filled in the where we were going to be for those. Wow,
Did you do it as Johnny the professional or Johnny?
No, Johnny the professional. Yeah. Johnny the professional, obviously.
I know you wear many hats.
Talked about that. Talked about March Madness coming around the corner. Real good times with what we have, how the Bears are keeping everything alive. You guys interviewed Jalen Johnson, and being there that day kind of opened up the opportunity for that to happen. So just a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Hey, yeah, man.
Johnny.
Danny's
He's our fearless leader.
Johnny Management.
Not a fearless leader. No, it's not Johnny Management.
You are.
They called me out of the bullpen when somebody was gone.
And then, hey, give me the right-hander, Dick. Bring him in.
Now, naturally, the future suggestion.
You want Richard Lovelady? No, bring Dick in.
Dick.
The future suggestion would then be, right, that either Eric or B should do it. Brendan.
You took a chance. I appreciate
that's why you called them B word first.
That's why
you had
I appreciate
no clue.
The willingness of
Brandon
you
or
to
Brendan.
Put yourself out there.
He had no clue.
Yeah.
He went B.
No, either one of those two because they're the next in charge.
Yes. Eric Ostrowski.
Right. Eric Ostrowski, B, all of them.
When he said B's last name.
I thought he meant, thought he meant B.B.
B's
North.
Last name? Like,
do you want B.B.
No,
to do
you're
it?
Close.
Yeah, Brendan O'Reilly.
Riley.
The Irishman that he is. Ah, Sunday's going to be good for him. He's going to have a fun time on
this
Sunday. Brendan O'Reilly. Yeah, he's going to have a ball. Good
is
for him.
Are you guys celebrating? Are you coming downtown for that? Is
are
it this
you
week?
Out of your mind?
It is the craziest of all days, isn't it?
My preference is just to
stay 50 miles away.
Find some corned beef and cabbage and enjoy some sandwiches.
That's what I'm going to do.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have
be
a little
making
something
them
going on.
Filming it.
No, I'm not.
Naked
that.
Filming
I'm
it.
I'm going out
naked?
For a little bit.
What am I going to do with this pot of cabbage? Oh.
No.
I'm going to bathe in
That's not something I've ever done.
I'm going to bathe in this cabbage. It's good for your skin.
I am not making that. I will go out and let the professionals.
Yeah, are you going to show us? Are you going to show off with all this stuff?
I'm going to cook maybe
look
something.
Look at me with my corn, my thick beef.
Yeah, my thick beef.
Look at me with my thick beef.
I'm going out for that.
I'm going to saute my beef.
I think I am making a video Sunday.
What are we making?
I might do a breakfast dish Sunday.
Oh, it's not bad.
Something different instead of sausage.
I have cereal and milk, and here comes Carmen.
Yeah, I think I'll do a breakfast
video. Hey, can you toast me an English muffin while you're at it, Carmen?
My kids have Pop-Tarts. I've got my cereal and milk.
Pop-Tarts.
You know how to make that?
Serving quiche.
Carmen, you know how to make that omelet where they layer it up, and then they lay it on like a potatoes?
Yeah.
And then they cut it down the middle, and they fold over. That's why I love my egg.
I can't get the eggs to work together.
I love my eggs a little juicy.
That's real juicy.
I don't need my eggs overly done.
I agree.
With milk
in it.
I'm like, what's going on?
I find the omelet to be much more challenging now than years and years ago. I could make one a while ago. Now, maybe it's just I don't have the patience.
To scramble.
Yeah. Well, I it starts as the intention omelet. Is an omelet.
And then it goes
it
to scrambled
egg.
Yes. By the way, are we going breaking news with this? Is this breaking news worthy?
No, I want it, though.
It's not breaking news worthy?
Give me the sounder.
If it is what I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not football.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news on
Chicago's home for sports.
Are we talking about
ESPN 1000?
Look, it's
all that is brought to you by Advantage Dealer Group.
Yes.
The 60-minute guarantee.
That is right.
Wait, so this is not football?
It is basketball. It is in-town basketball.
Kobe White?
It is. Well, the Kobe White stuff was earlier where he, it's a mild.
It's just mild?
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. He could be back within days.
Okay,
good. What are you talking about?
This is DePaul has filled their vacancy.
Oh.
And it is not Porter Moser.
No, so, where did that
but
start?
It is a big name.
Hmm.
It is
Tommy Kleinschmidt.
It is Chris Holtmann, who was the Ohio State head coach, wasn't he? Who was just fired from Ohio State.
From Ohio State.
So DePaul has hired Chris Holtmann, according to Pete Thamel. Holtmann agrees to a 6-year deal.
Wow.
And he turns out to be their new head coach. I think it's a good hire for them.
Okay. That's the best possible hire they could have made.
Yeah.
Best possible hire.
Right. Johnny, break down the offense they'll run.
Holtmann?
College basketball.
Honestly, you don't think that's breaking news worthy?
I don't think a lot of people care that much.
Honest answer.
DePaul used to be a big part of this town.
Oh, of course. It
DePaul basketball
forever.
Is nothing anymore.
Honest?
Nothing.
Honest response. How many minutes of DePaul basketball did you watch this year?
Zero.
All of us.
Zero.
Did you watch last night?
Nope.
No.
Zero.
Entertaining. I heard it was down to the wire against Nova, right?
Four? Almost beat Villanova. Would have been their only win in the Big East this
year. Four sports talk radio hosts in Chicago combined to watch zero minutes.
That's the problem.
Zero. I was starting in this business, when I was an intern and for Mark Giangreco.
Sure.
And I was starting this business late 90s. When Mark, one of my first assignments was send me to the Rosemont Horizon. That's what they used to call it. Now it's all
right.
To see Quentin Richardson and Bobby Simmons. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting assigned to go sit courtside and watch DePaul play.
Yes. Big Lance.
And Lance, too. You're right, Sylvie. And I was like, this is incredible. I knew I was getting in the right business.
And you're after even the heyday of DePaul.
Please,
yeah. You're going way past. We're talking
Terry
about
Cummings.
Mark
McGuire
and Terry Cummings
and Clyde Bradshaw,
Dillard.
But because of the history, DePaul was always, even after those teams, pretty relevant. And then Kennedy had them relevant again.
Yes.
Because they were good.
And
it was like, this
Dallas
is incredible.
Comedy.
I'm going to sit courtside
and
watch DePaul.
Rod Strickland.
And I got news for you guys.
We're going to draft the brother from DePaul.
The brother from DePaul. If you ask me how many minutes of last season's DePaul basketball team watch, zero.
Zero.
I haven't watched a minute of DePaul basketball in probably 3 or 4 years.
But how much Northwestern basketball did you watch?
Probably 2-3 games.
I watched at least that.
Boo-booey.
When they played Purdue.
I watched a bunch of Illinois basketball.
Probably higher up in the power rankings than at least one professional team here in Chicago.
Yeah,
weren't they at some time? Like,
I would say yes.
In the late 70s?
Early
80s? Yeah.
Chicago's professional
team.
Bears DePaul. Right?
Yes,
in terms of popularity?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were ahead of the Bulls in the early
the
80s.
Oh, yeah.
Were they ahead of
the Bulls?
Well, I mean, the Cubs were still the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs were big.
But the Hawks were popular back then. But, like, they used to draw 18,000, 17,000 at the Horizon, and it used to rock. And people loved him with Ray Meyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Tyler watches a lot of college basketball, so maybe he has seen a little. And he watched Meller. How many minutes?
No one's watching
them. You've got 80% of us that do this for a living is zero.
But if you would have told the DePaul fan that they could get the Ohio State head coach 6 months ago,
that is a big deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, in like just a week ago, the rumor was last weekend that Porter Moser is going to take the job just days ago. So this was on people's radar. So I think it was important to get the note out that this is who their new coach is. People are starving for it. There are DePaul fans out there who would like to go back to games, who would like to follow them. Because this is a basketball town.
I know.
People want to love the Bulls again. People want to love DePaul again. You know how this is with high school basketball. People want to love basketball in this town.
This is a Loyola city. You just got to come to grips with it, my friend.
Sure.
When it comes to college, crazy how
there's room for all of them.
We were talking about this the other day upstairs, how the landscape has changed. Because if you're a mid-major player and you're good, you ain't going to stay there. Somebody's going to come in and pay you to move on.
It's a tough reality for people like
it
me.
It is.
It's all hard. Right,
what's up on the show?
You talk about a football
ball.
Show.
Not Hall, but Ball.
Lewis Riddick, can't miss stuff. I know how much you love him, Yurko. 3:30, okay? 3:30 for Lou?
All right.
Louis Riddick at 3:30. Yeah.
We're going to do a draft at 4. We're going to gamble on this. Ooh. Teams that Justin Fields could be on to start the 2024 season. That includes the Bears. Mm. So we're going to have a fantasy draft.
Everybody has one pick.
No, we're going to go four picks each.
Four picks?
Yeah. What do you mean? He could be a backup. Like,
think we should go 8? I'll take cover all 32 teams.
For instance, Charles Robinson is going to join us today. Charles Robinson on Yahoo wrote an article last night. And he says the perfect fit for Justin Fields is
Philly, right?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
I can see that. You guys might have to stop after like 3 picks. What 4 picks each? I mean,
well, we don't know. That's why the whole NFL may need to be drafted.
Let's play the game.
All right, Come on, play the game.
We're going to draft.
We're going to talk
like a horse race. All.
By the way, did you hear Hoodie's thing today? Hoodie on the White Sox.
But he's pretty pissed.
We're going to replay what he had to say about the White Sox. It was.
I can't believe he's got so much passion about it. I'm like tapped out, you guys.
I saw him the minute they were done the show going upstairs. He's still wiping away tears on his eyes.
Yeah. I am, like, honestly, I'm tapped out.
Did it take the Dylan Cease trade to get you there?
That's what I'm saying. I barely had a reaction.
That's what he was talking about. He's tapped out. So we'll replay that. We'll talk about that. DeMar last night with the heroics. So there's a lot to talk about.
Are Bulls fans after you?
Joniak, too.
Are they coming at
There were like a couple. Oh, I'm surprised you're watching.
Oh, God, tell them to go spit. Jump in the lake.
I'm with you. Like, and if.
All right, boys. 312-332. I've got a glorious tweet to read. Someone who came after me over my column today.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went and then they took out Waddle in the process.
Caught him in a shrapnel.
Yeah.
He's over there blocking somebody else, and somebody's body came in the back of his leg. And it's my fault.
I have officially brought down Waddle.
Protesters.
Boy, look at you. See what happens now? You're getting the shrapnel?
It's because of me.
I love it.
Brought down Waddle.
That's awesome. All right. Waddle and Sylvia will get you home next. Everybody have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.